Welcome to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. It's a joy to have you with us today. Pastor Ed leads Fellowship Church in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Today, Pastor Ed Young is continuing a series of talks titled March Madness. In today's message, Rock and Rule, we'll discover several key components to navigating authority issues. This program is just a glimpse of what Pastor Ed has to offer. From global missions to his latest inspirational books and daily devotionals, there's something for everyone. You can find all of this and more at edyoung.com. And here's an exclusive offer for our listeners today. Download a free chapter of Pastor Ed and Lisa's newest book, A Path Through Pain, at edyoung.com. With refreshing vulnerability and power, A Path Through Pain shares their family's journey from sorrow and anger to hope and healing after the tragic and sudden loss of their daughter. As they share their incredible perspective, they will inspire and equip you to believe that there is purpose in your pain, even if you can't see that purpose yet. Now, let's get into today's message, Rock and Rule. Welcome to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
March Madness. There's nothing like it. People go mad, people go crazy because there's so many basketball games going on, so many fans cheering, so many teams coming out of nowhere. What a metaphor to talk about basketball as it relates to your life and mine. A lot of people are shocked to hear this, but many of the New Testament writers and the Old Testament writers used sports-type illustrations to talk about our life with God. I want to talk to you about issues that you have and I have with authority. I'm just stunned. I'm staggered when I go online and look at different news outlets, when I watch television, when I talk to different people. I'm just blown away by the authority issues that so many of us deal with. Authority issues. People are always in authority, it seems like, over us. And we sometimes want to get to the point where, you know what, I want to live my life where I have no one in authority over me. Well, that, my friend, is impossible because we're always going to have authority structure and people and issues in our lives. How we handle authority issues really says a lot about the tone and the tenor of our lives. It says a lot about the game of life because God wants us to live a championship life. He wants us to be coast-to-coast followers, full-court followers of Him. That's God's desire. We're never, though, gonna play His game until we understand authority issues. God is the coach. That's right, he's the ultimate coach. He has a basketball for us, a court for us. It's lined off for us. He has a game plan for us offensively and defensively, but if we don't submit and follow His game plan, it's not gonna be pretty. Basketball is a great game when it's played by the rules. There's great freedom in it. There's joy in it. When it's played outside the rules, well, it's not too pretty. When I was in junior high school, before school, a lot of us would get together and play basketball. And we tried to play by the rules on the playground, but on some of the playgrounds in our school, people were not playing by the rules. And constant fights would break out. It would be absolute chaos and mayhem. A group played by the rules, by the boundaries. Another group didn't. What kind of sport would it be? I mean, what would March Madness look like if people just said, you know what, forget the rules. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Maybe you're dribbling down the court and you're like, wow, those hot dogs look great. You throw the ball away, walk up into the arena, sit down by your girlfriend or a friend or your wife or whatever, or your boyfriend, and you start eating a hot dog in the middle of the game. Or what if your coach tells you something to do on offense or defense and you're like, what? I'm not doing that. You're an idiot. I'm doing what I want to do. I know what's best for me. And then what if we just committed all these violations and turnovers and we just said, forget the free throw line, forget the half court line, forget the baseline. There's no such thing really as being out of bounds. Basketball, instead of being beautiful, would be brutal. It would be ugly. Our God is a God of authority. I like the word authority because the word author is in it. God is the author of authority. We're made to submit. When we get under God's authority, we're gonna go up. If we try to elevate ourselves above God's authority, we're gonna go down. So it's up to you and me. We either submit to God and God will take us up, or we say, you know what, God? I'm going to usurp you. I'm gonna be the God of my life. If we do that, we're going down. James was the half-brother of Jesus, and we've been looking at a book he wrote, and the book is called James, because after all, that was his name. James didn't really buy into the person of Jesus until after the resurrection. But when the resurrection occurred, James became one of the leaders, one of the coaches, if you will, of the early church. He wrote a letter, the book of James, and as you read the first verse, it tells us James wrote this to the 12 tribes of Israel. James wrote about development. He wrote about maturity. He wrote about, okay, you talk a good game, but do you walk it? And one of the ways we walk with God and discover his game plan for us, both offensively and defensively, is through authority issues. God is above everything. Whether we agree with it or not, whether we like it or not, whether we dig it or not, he is above everything. And every authority figure in your life, God has placed there. Your parents, your spouse. Oh yeah, we have to submit to our spouse, husbands and wives. That's a whole nother message. Your boss, your manager, your teacher, your pastor, your doctor. We have a choice. We either get under it and realize that God's above us and he's put other people above us, or we go, you know, I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do. We have this spirit of rebellion in our lives, and the Old Testament connects the spirit of rebellion with the spirit of witchcraft and Satanism. So whenever I'm rebellious toward an authority figure, I'm more like the devil than pretty much any other time. If you think about Lucifer, before he was kicked out of heaven, he led worship in the heavenlies. He had problems with authority. And God gives us that choice. Love is a choice. He tried to usurp God. He tried to go, you know what? I'm gonna thumb my nose at God's authority. And because of it, he crashed and burned and he went down. So if you wanna go up, you get under. If you wanna go down, what do? You try to elevate yourself above God. Authority issues. When you submit yourself to authority, when you find where the authority structure is, when you submit yourself to it, your life will always go better than when you try to run everything yourself. You have to honor the position. If you wait for respect to follow, and then once you respect the individual, then you can honor him or her, then you can submit to them, you'll never, let me repeat, you'll never understand the brilliance and the beauty of authority. We're diamonds in the rough. And God will place us in situations and put people who are experts, authority figures, at chipping away the junk and the funk from our lives, and he's making us into a beautiful diamond. So many of us are fighting the process of God perfecting us. Because God gives us boundaries and laws and principles for our protection and for our perfection. He doesn't want to rain on our parade. He's not a cosmic killjoy. Whenever God gives us a prohibition, whenever God says you should not do that, it's for our protection. But watch this. It's also for our, as I said a second ago, perfection and for our joy. So God doesn't just suggest stuff for us. These are commands. However, we have a choice. We either choose to accept the commands or not. Every time I hit the basketball court, I have a choice. I either play by the rules or I don't. Playing by the rules is the way to go. We're gonna make mistakes, we're gonna foul and all that. Yet, all these things that God has given us, he's given us for a reason. God tells us, don't commit adultery. That's a pretty known commandment throughout Scripture. Why would God say that? Don't commit adultery. Don't sleep with someone who is not your spouse. Why would God say that? Out of love. Out of complete and total love. Because he knows the mayhem and the chaos that will take place in a husband and wife relationship when there's infidelity. He knows what will take place amongst the kids, the in-laws, the other relatives, the friends. He knows what will take place in culture, in our country, and in the world when we turn our backs on this basic directive.
You're listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. We're halfway through today's incredible message, and we hope it's been an inspirational part of your day. As we pause for a moment, we want to thank you for joining us and for your continued support. This ministry, focused on sharing the gospel, is possible because of listeners like you. As a token of our gratitude for supporting The Creative Connection, we have a special gift for you. We'd love to send you a complimentary copy of Pastor Ed and Lisa Young's newest book, A Path Through Pain. This is a powerful book they wrote after the sudden death of their oldest daughter, Lee Beth. They share profound truth that even in the darkest moments, pain and joy can coexist. To receive your free copy, visit edyoung.com. It's our way of saying thanks for your gift to help take the hope of Jesus to people around the world. And if today's message has touched your heart, consider supporting us. Your contributions, no matter the size, help us continue spreading God's word and bring hope to many. Visit edyoung.com to learn how you can make a difference. Now, let's continue with today's message. You're listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
Another reason why he says it is because marriage is the only relationship that's reflective of the gospel. So when we commit adultery, when we have relations outside the marriage bed, we're following other gods, small g. We're saying, God, you're not God, and I'm gonna make a mockery of marriage. Because remember, marriage is a picture of God's relationship with his people. The husband represents Christ and the bride represents the church. Jesus loved the church selflessly, sacrificially, and steadfastly. So God has commands for us. He has commands about honesty. You know, we want to accomplish things. We want to do things. We want to, you know, put points on the board and score, and God gives us those opportunities. But when we cheat, when we lie, when we steal. Yeah, we might have a short-term result, but ultimately, once again, it will lead to death. So I want you to notice one thing. God's court is given because of love. This whole court is lined out because of God's love. We have to submit to Him and submit to the authority structures and the boundaries and sidelines and foul lines He's given us. Number two, we need to scout those who play by the rules. Just take a Bible and read about all of the people who've played by the rules. I'm talking about who's lived, those people who have lived the way Jesus wants them to live. In James chapter 4, verse 7, it says, submit yourself, there we go, authority issues. Submit yourself then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. All we have to do is just go through and look at the different men and women of Scripture and see those who lived the life, those who played by God's rules, which are always there for our love and for our freedom, and compare those to the people who didn't. Scout players. One of the main things that coaches do these days, and when I interviewed my coach from back in the 80s, Coach Joe Williams, he spent so much of his time scouting players around the country. He would see their strengths and weaknesses. And usually the ones he would choose would be those players that had the best fundamentals, that had quickness and jumping ability, that could make the grades, that understood authority. He would end up choosing those. We too can learn from that. We have the opportunity to scout people who were doing the stuff, who were shooting threes, who were scoring points, who were winning. God's court is given because of love. Remember that. Scout those who play by God's rules. Remember that too. Number three, consider the consequences of those who don't play this game. It starts with a personal relationship with Christ. When I was recruited at Florida State, it started when I was in high school with a personal relationship with Coach Joe Williams. And that relationship blossomed into him recruiting me, watching me, helping me, then offering me a full scholarship, a Division I scholarship, everything taken care of. He offered it to me. All I had to do was sign. And once I signed, once I made the decision, then I really understood the full implications of that. I've got to ask you once again, have you signed? The God of the universe, Jesus, has scouted you. And even though you've made mistakes, even though you've fouled, even though you've committed turnovers, even though you've sinned, Jesus loves you. You matter to Him. So much He died on the cross for your sins, and He offers you a full ride in eternity. All He's saying is just sign. You get a full ride, sign. Here's the pen, sign. Oh, I need to change this, Jesus, first. I need to tweak this. No, no, no. Sign on the dotted line, because the moment you sign on the dotted line, your guilt is put on His shoulders. His grace goes into your life. Your mess ups for His mercy. Your turnovers for His truth. Your guilt for His grace. When you have people in authority over your life, which we all do, we all have authority figures in our lives, we can have some bad reactions to authority. And here's how you know if you're dealing with authority issues. Sometimes you blow up. That's the first reaction. You get all angry. Ah! And usually anger is a secondary emotion. And the reason we jump to anger is because it's easier than feeling insecure. If you do that, you have an authority issue problem. You have an issue with the authority issue. Other times we just break up. We're like, oh, I'm out of here. I'm gonna take my ball and go home. We leave. If that's your mentality, you have authority issues. Some people just hold up. You know, we pivot and then we pout. What's wrong? Nothing. Seriously, what's wrong? Nothing. Other people cover up. Oh, they blame this person or that person. If you play the blame game with authority issues, you've got issues with authority. Other people just throw up. They start gulping that haterade and throw this accusation at you or me. And it's so funny, when you're an authority figure or you're in authority, you're always gonna take hate. You know, I know that being a pastor. I've been a pastor now for almost 30 years, and people come to church with all sorts of issues, and so often they like to blame me for their problems. And you know what? I'm not your problem. Many times it can be authority issues. Other people stir up stuff. They try to sabotage the family, sabotage the school. We have people on our team. Right before my junior year, man, they were trying to sabotage Florida State because they couldn't handle authority. Some of the people tried to sue Florida State. I'm talking about my teammates. If you're like that, you got authority issues. Also, if you pile up, you get together and, you know, you have this, you know, black tie invitational pity party, and you get all upset and you say, well, they've been coming to me. They said, they feel. Just stop somebody and say, who are they? They are usually just one or two haters. Some people just give up. They just can't take the heat. They can't take the coach. So it's like, I quit. I'm gone. I give up. I throw the towel in. So if you blow up, break up, hold up, cover up, throw up, stir up, pile up, and give up, you've got authority issues. So what do you do about it? Once you submit to God's authority, once you say, God, you're above me, I'm below you, and I'm below all of the entities you put above me, whether it be government, whether it be a president, whether it be a CEO, whether it be a manager, a coach, a pastor, a doctor, a teacher, a nurse, whatever it is, God, I'm underneath it. What are the reactions that we're gonna find out? Well, it begins with our palms up. God, I surrender all. Everything is you. The next thing is we'll grow up. One of the main things that James writes about is maturity. He wants us to mature and to develop. And one of the quickest ways towards spiritual maturity is with authority issues. Also, he wants us to shape up. He wants us to improve. And we will as we process these trials and these testings that come our way. Tune up. Every time you're critiqued or reprimanded, or every time someone corrects you, like, you need to go, wow, God, thank you for cutting away the access and making me into a diamond, because small tweaks take us to giant peaks.
Thank you for being with us today on the Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. We hope this message has empowered you to stand firm in your faith and to shepherd your family with wisdom and courage. Your role is pivotal in nurturing a God-honoring environment, and it's our prayer that you would feel supported and equipped in this journey. Your support is so important in helping us share the gospel of Jesus with a hurting world. As a token of our gratitude, we're offering you a free copy of A Path Through Pain by Pastor Ed and Lisa Young. Visit edyoung.com to claim your book and learn more about how you can support Ed Young Ministries. Join us next time as Pastor Ed delivers a message designed to equip and empower you as you journey through life. We believe God has an amazing purpose for you, and you'll discover this as you listen, learn, and apply His Word. Stay connected with us at edyoung.com for more great content and ways for you to be part of what God is doing through the Creative Connection. Thanks for listening. Until next time, God bless.